Well, thank you, Chair, and thank you for inviting us here today to talk about our work on mobility hubs. Before I hand over to my colleague, Trevor, to talk about the mobility hubs, I just wanted to give a little bit of background about who we are and also just to touch upon a rail scheme that's happening in our own region that hopefully you'll be interested in. So England's economic heartland, where we're from, is one of seven sub-national transport bodies which covers the entirety of England outside of London. Essentially, we advise the UK government on where transport infrastructure needs to go in our region in order to grow the economy and to lower emissions. Our region is between Oxford and Cambridge in the south of England. It's a region with a really strong economy based on science and technology innovation. We have quite famous assets in the region, including Silverstone, Pinewood Studios, and of course, Oxford and Cambridge universities. But the region does suffer from poor east-west connectivity in particular, which is limiting business expansion, access to skills and development, and it's limiting the interactivity of the science and technology clusters, which you can see on the map, the colourful blobs on the map. It's quite a rural region as well, with lots of kind of medium and large towns and small cities, but no one centre of gravity, with higher than average emissions, higher than average house prices and affordability issues. And that's why we're delighted that the UK government is investing in East-West Rail in our region, which will connect Oxford to Cambridge, the first section of East-West Rail between Oxford and the new city of Milton Keynes will be open by December next year, with the link to Cambridge completing in the early 2030s. At the moment, it takes 2.5 hours to travel what is a fairly short distance between Oxford and Cambridge, whether by road or rail. East-West Rail will reduce that to just 90 minutes. So we believe it's a really transformational scheme for our region, for the UK, bringing science and technology clusters together and boosting the UK economy. We believe East-West Rail can do even more in the long term, which is why we're promoting the concept of an East-West Main Line that would use the Oxford to Cambridge link as a bridge, linking the east of England, the east coast of England, right through to South Wales, and down also from Oxford down to the south coast of England as well, which will be absolutely transformational for UK rail journeys. At the moment, of course, there's a lot of interchange that needs to happen in London. This will negate that. But for now, the focus is on the Oxford to Cambridge section, which is currently being built. Next slide. You can see here drone images of it being built. The first image is of a very small town called Winslow in a rural location. The inset picture is Bletchley Station in Milton Keynes, which is a much bigger urban area. Our work is really to maximise the opportunities that East-West Rail brings, whether by the seamless interchange, East-West Rail links with six radial main lines, including it's in very close proximity, for example, to Luton Airport, where I have to admit that we came from yesterday, and also it links in with Stansted Airport, for example, as well. And we're also after really using East-West Rail as a catalyst to improve first-mile, last-mile journeys, whether by bus, rail, active travel, and particularly also for our more rural communities. And this is where our work on mobility hubs really comes in. And so I'll hand over now to my colleague Trevor. Thank you.